弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
Peter, 平安。
Peace.
上个礼拜主日是母亲节。
Last Sunday was Mother's Day.
刘长老讲了一篇非常好的信息。
And it was a great message preached by Pastor Alex.
下个月的第三个主日是父亲节。
And next month, the third Sunday will be Father's Day.
是刘长老讲还是范长老讲？
Which pastor will be speaking on Father's Day?
我们也盼望能听到一篇非常好的父亲的信息。
And we also hope that we will hear a great message on that day.
为什么有母亲节？为什么有父亲节呢？
And why do we have Mother's Day and Father's Day?
这说明啊，我们无论男女老少，我们都有父母。
So whether if we're young or old, male or female, we all have parents.
无论他们是现在还是健在还是不健在，
whether if they're here or not，
我们都很尊敬他们。
We respect them，
没有一个是例外的。
There's no exceptions。
我要问大家一个问题。
I'd like to ask everyone a question。
你是比较喜欢母亲呢，你还是比较喜欢父亲？
Do you like your mother more or your father more？
从个人的角度来讲，这个答案是不一样的。
So it might be subjective for everyone.
但是从总体来看，这个答案只有一个。
But overall, there should be only one answer.
我没有做过民意测验。
We've done analysis.
No, survey.
Oh, survey.
No, 我没有做过 survey.
I haven't done any survey.
但是我观察到一个现象。
But I've observed one thing.
在饭馆里头庆祝母亲节的人数比庆祝父亲节的人数要多。
So in restaurants, there is more celebration of Mother's Day than on Father's Day.
大家同意吗？
Do you guys agree?
Why? 这个问题问得好。
That's a good question.
我们今天就在圣经里头找答案。
We'll find the answers in the Bible today.
我们大家一起来念这段经文。
Let us all read this verse together.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有力和正义。
Glory as of the only Son, from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们大家低头做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，你是我们的牧者。
Dear Lord, you are our shepherd.
我们是你牧场上的羊。
We are the sheep on your pasture.
你眷顾我们，保守我们，在你当中有平安。
And you bless us and cover us and give us peace.
我们衷心地感谢你丰盛的恩典。
And we're so thankful for your abundant grace.
主啊，你有时候也让我们经历苦难。
But there are times you allow us to experience hardships.
让我们在苦难当中能够认识你，并且能够得到真理。
Sometimes we experience hardships and suffering, but we can experience you through them.
让我们能够忍耐、顺服和谦卑。
So that we can be patient, persevere, and be humbled.
使我们的生命更加的丰盛。
So that our life can be more abundant.
行事为人更像主耶稣基督。
So that we can live to be more like Jesus.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
让荣耀归于天上的父神。
All glory to our Heavenly Father.
奉基督耶稣的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们从这段经文当中，我们从三个方面，我们大家来领会神给我们的启示。
Let us see three points in what God has revealed to us.
恩典和真理。
Grace and truth.
道成的肉身指的是谁啊？指的是主耶稣。
The word became flesh is talking about who? It's about our Lord Jesus.
住在我们中间呢，那就是说主跟我们有一个什么？有个亲密的关系。
And dwelling among us means that there is an intimate relationship between the Lord and us.
有了关系的话，它就会产生恩典和真理。
And once we have a relationship with God, then we'll have grace and truth.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
挣来的，自己挣来的不是恩典。
If what you have earned yourself is not grace.
配得的也不叫恩典。
What you are deserving is not grace.
交换得来的也不是恩典。
What you have swapped or exchanged for is not grace.
有条件的也不是恩典。
And it's not, what comes with conditions is not grace.
恩典是白白得来的。
Grace is something that we receive when we don't earn it.
恩典是我们成长成为神的形象的第一个因素。
Grace is the first factor that makes us grow to be more like Jesus.
恩典在我神和我们无条件的关系中显示出来。恩典是无条件的爱和接纳。
And grace manifests itself through the unconditional relationship between God and us.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
大家对这个真理的定义非常的多。
There's a lot of definitions on what truth is.
而且呢，也没有一个统一的一个定义。
But there's no one universal definition for truth.
我比较喜欢有两个定义。
I like these two definitions.
第一个呢，是在这个哲学的词典当中，它是有一个定义。
And one is found in a theological dictionary.
它是怎么讲的呢？它是英文讲的。我们先请 Frank， 你先念。
我叫 Peter.
Peter. Sorry, Peter.
It's okay. Yeah, truth is something that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality.
这翻译成中文呢，就是真理是真实的，或合乎事实与现实的东西。好，那么第二个呢，就是一个基督徒的一个神学家。Spower, 他的下了一个定义。
And the second definition is given by a theologian, R.C. Sproul.
先请 Peter, 你再把这个定义讲一下。
And he says, truth is defined as that which corresponds to reality as perceived by God.
这个翻译成中文呢，就是真理被定为这对应于上帝所感知的现实或者事物。这个呢，我再解释一下。
Let me explain this further.
人的认知跟神的认知能够达到一致的这个事物和现实就是真理。
再讲一遍，
人的认知和神的认知能够一致的现实和事物。
When God's understanding and humans' understanding are aligned, then it becomes truth. It becomes truth.
When God's understanding of reality and men's understanding of reality, they coincide, then that is a definition of truth.
这是比较，大家理解吧？
Understand? Is clear?
就是我们的认识跟神的认识是一样的，这个事情就是真理。
So our understanding, when our understanding of reality is the same as God's understanding of reality, then it becomes truth.
这是个哲学的，确实是蛮难翻译的哦。That
is a theology, which is pretty hard to, or philosophy that's really hard to translate.
圣经也有定义。The
Bible also has a definition.
我们看看圣经是怎么讲的。Let's
see what the Bible says.
神是真理。God
is truth.
我们大家一起来念。Let's
read this passage together.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平。
A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is He.
神是真理。
God is truth.
耶稣基督是真理。
Jesus Christ is truth.
我们大家一起来念。
Let us read together.
我就是道路,
I am the way and the truth and the life.
圣灵是真理。
The Holy Spirit is truth.
我们大家一起来念。
Let us read.
When the Spirit of truth comes,
He will guide you into all the truth.
神的道就是真理。
God's word is truth.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
用你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them in the truth.
Your word is truth. 清楚不清楚啊?
Is that clear?
清楚吗?
Clear?
真理是使我们成长成为有神形象的第二个因素。And
truth is the second factor that makes us grow into the image of God.
是生命万物赖以维持的支柱，真理就是真实的，它指出了事物的真相。And
the pillar on which life and all things depend, truth is what is true. He points out the truth of all things.
恩典是人人喜爱的。Everybody
loves grace.
但是真理呢，是人人畏惧的。But
truth is something that people fear.
真理呢，它是维持世界的秩序，它就像是一个扫街车，扫走了坏事，它也把坏人的，把做坏事的人也扫除了。Truth
is what keeps things in order. It's like a street sweeper that sweeps all of the bad things away. Also sweeping the people who do bad things.
我们现在再来领会这节经文当中的第二个方面，那就是恩典与真理是由主耶稣来的。So
let's take a deeper look at the second point, grace and truth came from the Lord Jesus, God.
我们大家一起来念。 恩典和真理都是由基督耶稣来的。 我们大家再一起来念。 耶和华神吩咐。
The Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
神造人的时候，首先呢，他就把这个亚当夏娃安置在伊甸园。When
God created a man and woman, He put them in the Garden of Eden.
他就让亚当呢来管理这个。
And he gave Adam the responsibility to manage the Garden of Eden.
并且呢，他也告诉他，这个园中当中的各样的果子，你都可以随便吃。
And he also allowed him to eat from the fruit of all the trees.
这个是什么？这个是恩典。
What is that? That is grace.
但是他又说，分辨善恶树上的果子，你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But he also did say that the fruit of one of the tree, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, because the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这个是什么？这个就是真理。
And that is truth.
不可以吃是真理。
You shall not eat is truth.
因为呢，这是神的旨意。
Because that is God's command.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
但是呢，罪使人失去了恩典和真理。
And sin makes man lose grace and truth.
亚当。亚当和夏娃在伊甸园当中，他们是有神的恩典和真理的。
And when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, they had both grace and truth.
当人犯罪的时候，神就把亚当、夏娃驱逐出伊甸园。
But when they sinned, they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
他们就失去了神的恩典和神的真理。
And they've lost grace and truth.
但是神呢，又把恩典和真理又带回来了。
But God brings grace and truth back.
为什么呢
？Why?
神的怜悯。
Because of God's mercy.
我们大家一起来念。
Let us read together.
耶和华神为亚当。The Lord God made
garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them.
这就显示了神。照顾亚当和夏娃的直接的需要。
And this shows that God provided their immediate need.
同时也显示了救赎的原则。
And also shows the principles of the Old Testament.
若不流血，罪就不能赦免。
If there's no shedding of blood, then there's no forgiveness of sin.
这是神的怜悯。
That is God's mercy.
第二个是因为神的忍耐。
The second is God's patience.
整本圣经啊，就是讲到的是救赎，讲到的就是恩典和真理。
The whole Bible talks about salvation, and it talks about grace and truth.
人在堕落以后，人就不会从历史当中吸取教训。
Throughout history, after the fall of man,
不会，就人不会从历史当中吸取教训，接受教训。
They won't be 接受教训。People don't learn from history.
Okay. 我们来看一个图。
Let us look at a picture.
哦，看得清楚啊。
Is it clear?
这个图呢，它就显示了神的大爱。
This picture shows God's great love.
在历史上，圣经当中我们看，人一开始是行恶的。
So in history, we can see that from the beginning, man is evil.
Evil, sin.
Sinner.
然后呢？他们犯罪以后，神就惩罚他们。
And after they've sinned, they were punished.
他们就被奴役了。
And they were in servitude.
然后呢，他们就呼求神。
And they cried out to God.
然后神听了呼救了以后呢，神就来拯救他们。
And after hearing their cry, God came to save them.
这就是一个历史上面的循环。
That is the cycle of history.
然后呢，人又行恶，又奴役，又呼吁，又成就。
And then afterwards, they go through this cycle again in sin, servitude, they repent, and then they're saved.
第三个就是神的大爱。
The third is God's great love.
我们大家一起来念这段圣经。
Let's read this passage together.
神爱世人，
甚至把他的独生
子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
把独生子赐给我们。
He gave us his one and only son.
让他被钉在十字架上。
And to be crucified on the cross.
用他的生命和鲜血来成就我们。
And with his life and his blood, he saved us.
这个就是恩典。
That is grace.
信他的不至灭亡，反得永生，这个是个真理。
And whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is truth.
你信了，就有永生。
If you believe it, you will have eternal life.
你不信，就是死亡。
And if you don't believe, then it's death.
这是真理。
That's truth.
我们大家再从第三个方面来领受这节经文。
Let's look at a third of revelation from the passage.
我们要追求恩典，也要追求真理。
So we should pursue both grace and truth.
真理和恩典和真理是不可以分的。
Because grace and truth are inseparable.
缺一不可。
You can't have one without the other.
我们来看一段经文。
So let's look at a passage from
行淫的妇人，是约翰福音八章三到十一节。
From John chapter 8, verse 3 to 11, about the adulterous woman.
这一段经文大家也很熟悉。
Most of you know, are very familiar with this passage.
这个经文也太长了。
And it's a long passage.
我就不把它打出来了。
So we won't display it on the slides.
我简单地跟大家讲一下。
So let me very simply tell this story in the passage.
这段经文的背景是什么呢？
What is the background of this passage?
按照律法来讲呢，犯淫乱的人是应该被石头打死的。
According to the law at the time, someone that commits adultery should be stoned to death.
但是呢，那个时候的犹太人呢，是个殖民地。
But during that time, the Jews were
他是属于罗马管理的。
They were under the rule of the Roman government.
但是按照罗马的法律呢，这个犹太人是没有权利来处死人的。
But because they were living under Roman rule, Jews as citizens of Rome do not have the authority to put someone to death for a crime.
这个文士法律率人呢，抓了一个正在行淫的妇人。
So one of the Pharisees caught a woman in the act of adultery.
他们把她带到耶稣面前来。
And they brought her to Jesus.
他们要试探耶稣。
And they wanted to test Jesus.
按照律法，这个妇人是应该用石头打死的，你看怎么办呢？
So according to Jewish law, this woman, this adulterous woman, should be stoned to death. What do you do, Jesus?
如果耶稣说是可以被打死的话，那他是违反了罗马的法律。
So if Jesus responds by to stone her to death, then he would be violating Roman law.
如果耶稣说是不可以打死的话呢，他就是错犯了犹太的律法。
But if he says don't stone her to death, then he would be committing offense towards Jewish law.
耶稣不管怎么说，他都会触犯这个法律，都会被定罪。
So whichever decision or way he chooses, it's violating law.
一般世人通常只是看到别人的过错，看不到自己的过错。
And most people usually find fault in other people rather than themselves.
这个时候耶稣就说了。
So here, in this moment, Jesus responds with,
你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
So Jesus responds, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.
他讲到这个话以后，这些文士和法利赛人呢，从老到小一个个的都离开了。
And after Jesus responds with this, the crowd all left from the eldest to the youngest.
最后只剩下了耶稣和那个行淫的妇人。
And all the people, after all the people leaving, there's only two left, which is Jesus and the adulterous woman.
耶稣这个回答他有两个意思。
And there's actually two intentions for how Jesus answered.
他的第一个意思就是说，这个妇人跟这些文士、法利赛人并没有什么不同，都是罪人。
And the first is that Jesus wanted to point out that this adulterous woman is no different than the scribes and the Pharisees. They're all sinners.
因为他们感到有罪了，一个一个都走了。
Because they were all convicted of their own sin, so they, each one of them left.
他第二层的意思呢，耶稣定出了执行这个律法执行者的资格，从而就阻止了任何人的行动。
And second is that he established the qualifications to enforce the law, preventing anyone from acting.
这是主耶稣的智慧。
That's Jesus' wisdom.
然后主耶稣继续说，我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus goes on and says, then neither do I condemn you to the adulterous woman.
这个是恩典。
And that's grace.
主所以不定他的罪，乃是因为他在十字架上已经担当了我们的罪。
And he didn't condemn her because he already condemned, or all the sins were placed upon him when he was crucified on the cross.
他不想失去他所寻找的，因为他是来为拯救那迷失的，包括这行淫妇人以及这些文士、法利赛人。
And he didn't want to lose any of those that he was seeking. He came to save those who were lost, including this adulterous woman and the scribes and the Pharisees.
他没有定这个妇人的罪。
So he did not condemn the adulterous woman.
他是为了要找寻他，也同时他也要找寻这个文士和法利赛人。
He was seeking this adulterous woman, and he was also seeking the scribes and the Pharisees.
这句话是一个恩典。
And what he said was grace.
从此不要再犯罪了。
Go now and leave your life of sin.
耶稣跟这个妇人讲，你走吧，再不要犯罪了。
He tells this adulterous woman, you may go, but leave your life of sin.
这个是一个真理。
That is truth.
真理，这说明耶稣，他绝不容忍罪，他也跟罪也是不妥协的。
So Jesus cannot allow sin.
Yes. 真理是不可能脱离恩典而单独存在的。撇下恩典讲真理，真理就不完全，甚至也不存在了。
So truth cannot exist without grace. And when truth is spoken without grace, truth is incomplete and does not even exist.
如果没有耶稣的恩典，也就没有真理了。
If we don't have the grace of Jesus, then there is no truth.
同样，没有真理，也就恩典也就没有什么意义了。
And similarly, if you don't have grace, then truth has no purpose.
这些经文又给了我们第二个启示，就是恩典和真理要平衡。
Here's another revelation, that is grace and truth must be balanced.
我们在教会当中，我们常常可以听到。
And in the church, we often hear,
感谢主的恩典。
Thanksgiving to God.
但是很少讲感谢主的真理。
And we don't mention about God's grace. Oh, God's truth. God's truth. God's truth.
在有的教会当中，有的人是强调真理，也强调要遵从真理，也强调要维护真理。
A lot of churches focus too much just on truth itself and emphasizes truth and guarding the truth.
但是他们常常忘掉了恩典。
But they oftentimes forget about grace.
我们教会怎么样？
How is our church?
弟兄姐妹，我们教会怎么样？
Brothers and sisters, how is our church?
我来了这教会两年多了，我感觉到我们这个教会也有恩典，也感谢神的真理，是不是这样？
So I've been attending this church for 2 years.
大家同意吧？
My observation is that we have grace and we also have truth.
我们这个教会，我们这教会恩典和真理是平衡的。
And grace and truth is balanced here at this church.
夫妻之间，父母与子女之间，社会之间和国家之间。
So between man and a wife, children and parents, and the people or governments or countries.
And the country.
Countries.
Countries. Okay. 为什么会发生矛盾？为什么会发生冲突？为什么会有战争呢？
Why are there arguments and conflicts and wars?
最主要的一个原因就是真恩典跟真理不平衡。
And one of the main reasons is because there is no balance in grace and truth.
世界上最大的战场在什么地方？
What is the biggest battlefield in this world?
不是乌克兰。
It's not in Ukraine.
也不是台湾海峡。
And it's not the Strait of Taiwan.
是什么？
What is it?
最大的战场是家庭。
Biggest battlefield is within the family.
是夫妻之间的关系，是父母跟儿女之间的关系。
It's between the wife and the husband and also the parents and the children.
从创世纪亚当夏娃开始到现在，战争是没有停过的。
Since the creation,From Adam and Eve to now, there has war has not ceased.
所有战场上的战争，那个战场啊，现在都过去了，都没有了。
So all the wars and battlefields, like in the past, have ceased.
唯独家庭这个战场还在。
But the battlefield within the family still exists.
他陪伴我们一生。
And they're with us for life.
而且一代一代地往下传。
And it passes on through the generations.
影响的，它是比任何的事情都大。
And compared to everything else, this impacts us the most.
大家同意吧？
Do you guys agree?
同意不同意？
Do you agree?
我看很多人是在同意的。
Seems like all of you agree.
有一本书，它的名字呢叫做 Change That Heal， 翻译成中文呢就是改变带来医治。
There's a book called Changes That Heal.
这本书我带来了，大家有谁想要看可以下来可以问我借，但是有一个条件，你必须要还我。
I brought that book with me, so if you are interested, you can borrow it.
我书借给人蛮多的，但是还我的人不很少。
But you have to return it once you're done.
这本书呢的作者呢是叫 Harry Kraut。
And the author is Harry Kraut?
How is it Kraut?
Henry Kraut.
Harry Kraut.
Henry Kraut.
Yes. 他是一个心理学家。
He's a psychologist.
他呢是个基督徒。
And he's a Christian.
他医治了很多的有心理障碍的病人。
And he healed many patients with mental issues.
我今天选的当中选的两个例子跟大家讲一下。
And I've selected two examples from that book to share with everyone.
第一个，路德。
The first example is Ruth.
有一天，有一个父亲呢，他就带着他的22岁的大学生的女儿路德来看他。
One day, there's a father that brought his daughter Ruth to him.
22 years old daughter. 是一个大学生。
And a college student.
Yes. 那么他的父亲呢是传教士。
And his father was a minister.
那么这个医生呢就问路德，你怎么了？
So his doctor asked Ruth, what is your problem?
路德还没回答呢，他父亲说。
So before Ruth even gives an answer, the father answers for her.
很简单嘛，他不按照他该做的去做。
And the father answers for her and says, oh, it's easy. She doesn't do what she's supposed to do.
那医生就说，这个就作者了，这医生说，这怎么讲呢？
So the doctor says, well, how do you explain this?
他就讲，这个女儿呢，她在服用毒品，又在外面鬼混，很快就会被学校开除了。
So it's because the daughter was using drugs and was promiscuous and eventually was expelled from school.
Yeah. 那个医生还没来得及问第二个问题，这个父亲呢又接着说。
And before the doctor can ask the second question, the father goes on to say,
如果他念圣经，如果他去教会，他就不会成这个样子了。
So the father says, if she only went to church or read God's word, then she wouldn't be like this.
那么这个作者就问他了，那么会成为怎么个样子呢？
So then the author, or the doctor here, asked, well, if she did that, what would the outcome be?
Yes. 那么这个父亲就说呢，那么他就会像我和他的妈妈一样的快乐，而且会受到神的祝福。
Then the father responded and says, then if she does all of that, she would be like her mother and father, full of joy and blessed.
Yes. 医生听了以后，他就请这个医生，请他的父亲，你出去。
So after hearing this answer, he tells the father to leave the room.
我跟你的女儿单独谈谈。
I want to have a private conversation with your daughter.
那么他们俩在谈的时候呢，路德呢，他不发言，而且呢，有时候要说的话，也就是说是和不是。
So in their private conversation, a lot of times she doesn't give detailed answers. She just says yes or no.
那么后来的这个医生就跟他讲，他就跟他说了，跟路德啊。如果我跟你的父亲要住在一起的话，我也会吸毒。
So the doctor tells the daughter, I'm actually like you. If I had to live with your father, I will also do drugs.
你父亲的态度是不是跟你这样子的一个沮丧是不是有关系呢？
The situation that you're in right now,Does it have anything to do with the attitude of your father?
这个路德点点头，而且呢，眼睛呢充满了眼泪。
So Ruth nods her head and are filled with tears.
这个医生呢，就跟路德又讲。
The doctor says to Ruth again.
他说我不知道整个故事，但是我愿意帮助你。
I don't know the whole story or the background, but I'm willing to help you.
但是要有一个前提。要有一个前提。有一个先决条件。
Oh, but there needs to be a condition.
建议啊。那就是说呢，是你自己愿意治疗，而不是你父亲要你治疗。
The condition is you yourself needs to have the desire to get well, not your father's desire or willingness.
路德想了想以后，点了点头。
Ruth thought about it and then nods her head.
后来他们在谈话当中呢，这个作者呢就知道这个路德。
So in their conversation, the doctor now understands Ruth.
这个路德他有一个有真理但是缺乏恩典的岁月。
So in her life, growing up, there was too much truth, but lacking grace.
到处都是你应该怎么样，你不应该怎么样。
And it's always what should be and what what you should have done and what you should not have done.
常常受到责备，很少被接纳，感到压制、束缚。
So she was often blamed, but seldom accepted, and she felt oppressed and bound.
这是重真理轻恩典所造成的后果。
This is the result of emphasizing too much on truth and despising grace.
过分强调真理，缺乏恩典。
Excessive emphasis on truth and lack of grace.
容易使人挫折、沮丧，感到不自由，被捆绑，或者常被严厉的论断。长久以后，会形成无恩典的性格，使人缺乏怜悯与同情。
Easy to make people frustrated, depressed,bound are often harshly judged, and after a long time, they'll develop a character without grace, lack of mercy, and sympathy for others.
第二个例子。
A second example
是个 Sam.
It's about Sam.
他今年28岁。
He's 28 years old.
他因为呢吸毒过量呢被送到医院来急救。
And because he overdosed on drugs, he was in the emergency room.
他四岁的时候呢，他父亲就过世了。
And when he was 4 years old, his dad passed away.
他母亲没有再婚。
And his mother did not remarry.
为了弥补他没有父亲的这个缺憾呢，他母亲特别的溺爱他。
So to make up for the loss of his father, the mother spoiled him.
Yeah. 没有对他提出任何的要求。
And didn't have any expectations from him.
有求必应。
And gave him everything he asked.
他要什么给他什么。
Gave him everything that he asked.
他惹了麻烦，母亲也不去管他。
And when he is in or does something wrong, the mother doesn't care about it.
当山姆呢偷窃、行为不检、吸毒，这母亲就把他保释出来。
And the mother guards him and protects him, even though he does all these bad things like doing drugs and committing crimes.
山姆很聪明
，but he's very smart.
但是他不能够安心读书。
But he can't settle down to study.
他转了两个大学都没有完成学业。
And he transferred to 2 different colleges, but never completed his degree.
他任性放纵自己。
And he's rebellious.
他的人际关系有问题。
And he has problems with relationship with people.
他谈了多次的恋爱都没有成功。
And he had fell in love a couple times, but never can commit to a relationship.
他呢，工作也工作的时间不长。
And he can never stay at a job for long.
他在生命当中，他是缺乏真理，缺乏纪律，过着一个混乱的生活。
So he lacked boundaries in his life. He lacked a lack of truth and discipline. So, and his life was chaotic.
只注重恩典，不注重神的真理。
If you focus only on grace and not on the truth of God,
容易使人变得放纵，而且没有界限。
Then people become indulgent and have lack of boundaries.
不知道什么该做，什么不该做。有爱却没有原则方向，会使人过于的骄纵，自我中心，无法体恤他人，以至于常常得罪神，得罪人，也得罪自己。
So with too much grace and no truth, people may become indulgent, have no boundaries, and they don't know what to do or what not to do. And having love without principle and direction will make people too arrogant, self-centered,and unable to emphasize with others so that they often offend God, people, and themselves.
感谢神，他赐给了我们父亲和母亲。
But thank God, he gave us mothers and fathers.
母亲呢，一般来讲呢，是慈母，是不是？一般讲。
And mothers are usually gentle.
但是也有严母的。
But also, there are strict moms.
母亲呢，使人感觉到有爱，感到了温柔和包容，它代表了一个恩典。
So with mothers, because they're gentle and loving and caring, they represent grace.
父亲呢，一般呢，是称为是严父。
And fathers are usually known to be more strict.
但是呢，也有慈父。
But there are also more gentle fathers.
使人一般感到呢，就是感到威严，也感到纪律，它代表的是真理。
So they would represent truth because they are
威严，他感到威严。
Authority because they're an authoritative figure.
纪律和代表的是真理。
And order.
父母是就像恩典和真理一样的，是神赐的。
So parents, a mother and a father, just like grace and truth, are given by God.
恩典和真理是一道给我们的。
And grace and truth are given to us together.
父母也是一道给我们的。
Similarly with parents, mothers and fathers are given to us together.
这是神赐的。
That is given by God.
我们夫妻啊，有时候吵架啊。吵到以后就讲，我真是瞎了眼了。
So sometimes, a husband and wife may get into an argument, and they might say,
我怎么那个时候就选的你呢？
And they might say, I must have been blind. Why did I choose you?
我跟你讲，你没瞎眼。
So I'll tell you, you weren't blind.
你选的是对的。
You've chosen correctly.
为什么呢？这是神配的。
Why? Because it's what God has chosen for you.
神配的就是最好的。
What God has chosen is always the best.
大家说对吧？
Amen?
Yes, 吧？
Yes?
既然是神圣，这个夫妻是不可以分开的。
So because it is given by God and holy,
所以说
can't separate them.
耶稣教是不允许离婚的。
And so the teaching of Jesus does not allow divorce.
如果离婚的话，你们双方都不好，最不好的是你们的子女。
Because a divorce is not good for either one of you, and what's worse is for the children.
你不论你是慈母也好，是严母也好，也不论你是严父也好，你是慈父也好，你们彼此之间要平衡。
So whether if you are a gentle mother or father or a strict mother and father, you need to have balance.
Yeah. Balance 的话，你们就可以互相的就关系就好了。
So if you are both balanced, then you'll have a good relationship.
在你们在教育的孩子的时候，也要 balance.
And when you educate and raise your children, you also need to be balanced.
要赏罚分明，要宽严适度。赏就奖赏。
You have to reward
and then punish.
And punish.
要 而且呢，要分明，要清楚。
And you have to be discerning.
要宽，要严，要适度。
Okay, you have to be principled and balanced, and have rewards and punishments.
这样的孩子才能够健康的成长，家庭才能和谐，在困难的当中才可以成为一个避风港。
Then you'll have a healthy family with healthy children, and your home will be a shelter when the storm comes.
家庭应该是避风港，家庭不应该是战场。
A home should be a shelter, not a battlefield.
大家同意吧？
Do you agree?
但是我们家里头常常都是战场。
But oftentimes our home is a battlefield.
我们再来考虑第三个，这段经文，这节经文给了我们第三个启示，那就是要先恩典后真理。
Well, so let's take a look at this third revelation from the passage, and that is grace before truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们里面。丰丰富富的有恩典和什么真理，是先讲恩典还是先讲真理的？
The word became flesh and dwelt among us and was full of grace and truth.
Yes.
So what came first, grace or truth?
Grace.恩典和真理是有次序的。我们来看一个诺亚方舟。诺亚方舟大家知道吧？
So there is an order to this. Let's take a look at Noah's Ark.
神要用洪水要毁灭这个世界，他先叫诺亚呢是什么？造方舟。这方舟就是恩典。
So God wanted to destroy the world with a flood and asked Noah to build an ark. And the ark was grace.
审判之间讲恩典。
So speak grace before judgment.
洪水之前有方舟。
So before the flood, there was an ark.
先谈恩典，再谈律法。
So talk about grace first, and then the law.
世人之所以被洪水毁灭，不是因为他们的不义，而是因为他们拒绝了恩典。
And the reason why the world was destroyed by the flood was not because of their unrighteousness, but because of their rejection of grace.
有些人都看到这段经文，常常都讲，这个神真是太残酷了。
So when you, a lot of people, when they read this passage, they often say to them, what a cruel God.
不是神残酷，是人自己拒绝了恩典。
It's not because God is cruel, it's because man rejected grace.
我们再来看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
利未记当中谈到了一个祭。
So there's sacrifices in the book of Leviticus.
这个利未记有五个祭。
And there's five offerings in Leviticus.
赎罪祭。
Sin offering.
赎愆祭。
Trespass offering.
燔祭。
Burnt offering.
素祭。
Meat offering or grain offering.
平安祭。
And peace offering.
要这个祭是干什么的？
Why do we need these sacrifices, offerings?
他第一个告诉我们，神假设，没有假设我们不犯罪，神知道我们犯罪。
Because one, God never assumes that we don't sin.
第二个，神呢，在我们犯罪之前呢，为了挽救我们，他先给我们开了一条生路。
God set up a sin-removing sacrifice for us in order to restore us and open a way of life for us.
整个利未记讲的是先恩典，讲的是先救赎，后才讲真理，才讲圣洁。
The entire book of Leviticus talks about grace, salvation first, and then truth and holiness.
先恩典后真理和先真理后恩典的结果是截然不同的。
The results of grace before truth and truth before grace are completely different.
我跟大家讲个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
这是真实的故事。
It's a true story.
这是一个基督徒的一个教育家叫陶行知的一个。
And it's a story of a Christian educator called 陶行知。
陶行知大家知道吧？
Does everybody know about 陶行知？
年纪大的人知道。
People that are older might recognize him.
因为呢，因为他呢，1946年就去世了。
Because he passed away in 1946.
陶行知呢，他是个基督徒。
And he was a Christian.
他是家里头啊，他是出生在一个家基督徒家庭。
And he's from a Christian family.
他呢，后来到美国来留学呢，他取得了硕士，也取得了博士。
And he came to the States to study and got his master's and his PhD.
他又回到了中国从事教育工作。
And then he returned back to China.To be an educator.
他呢在大学里头教过书，他也当过校长。
And he was a professor in a university, and he's also a principal at a school.
他在中学当校长的时候
，And when he was a principal at a middle school,
有一天呢，他看到一个学生呢用那个石头呢要去砸另外一个学生。
And one day he saw a student pick up a rock about to throw it at another student.
他就呢就把他制止住了。
And he stopped him.
然后呢，他就要这个学生，你到我的办公室去。
And he tells the student to come into my office.
当这个陶校长回到办公室的时候呢，那个学生已经在那儿了。
And when he returned to his office, that student was already in his office.
这个陶校长呢，就从口袋里头掏出一块糖。
And he takes out a candy from his pocket.
三四十年代一块糖是不简单的哦。他就给了这个学生。
Oh, so he gave the candy to the student.
Yeah. 他说这是给你的奖励。
And he said to the student, this is your reward.
因为呢，你比我先到办公室。
Because you came into the office before I did.
接着呢，陶校长呢又拿出一块糖。
Then after that, he takes out another piece of candy.
他说这也是奖励你的。
And he says, this is also a reward.
我让你不要打人，你就住手了。这说明呢，你是尊重我的。
Because you stopped and did not throw that rock when I told you not to. That means, you respect me.
这个学生呢，不知道怎么办。
So then the student doesn't know what to do.
那么陶校长又说，据我了解，你打的那个人呢，是因为他呢是在欺负一个女同学。
And from what I understand, the reason why you wanted to throw that rock at the other student was because that other student was picking on another girl student.
这说明你有正义感，我再奖励你一块。
That shows that you, you have justice.Let me give you another reward.
Yeah. 这个学生啊，接了以后，这个学生哭起来了。
Then after this, the student starts to cry.
他说：“校长，我错了。同学再不对，我也不能够采取这个方法。”
So the student says, "No, actually, I'm in the wrong. No matter what that student did, I shouldn't have had that behavior and try to throw a rock at him."
这个陶校长又拿出一块糖来。
So the student, after the student's answer, takes out another piece of candy.
你已经认错了，我再奖励你。
And because you've confessed that you are wrong, I want to reward you again.
我的糖没了。
And he says, I'm out of candy.
我们今天的谈话也就结束了。
So our conversation is over.
主耶稣用的方法是先恩典后真理，是让人在恩典中见到真理，从而顺服真理。
So the method used by our Lord Jesus is to have grace first and then truth, so that people can see truth in grace and obey the truth.
先恩典后真理是建立，先真理和恩典是拆毁。
Grace before truth means establishment, and truth before grace means destruction.
大家同意吧？
Do you agree?
Amen.
Amen.
哎，声音还蛮大的啊。你愿意我们的教会更被神使用吗？你愿意你的家庭、配偶和下一代之间关系和好吗？
Do you want our church to be used by God even more? And would you like to have a good relationship between your family, your spouse, and the next generation?
大家愿意吧？
Yes.
先恩典，后真理。
Grace first and truth second.
你对你的先生，对你的太太，先恩典，后真理。
So to your husband or to your wife.
做得到吧？
Grace first, then truth.
做得到吧？
Can you do it?
靠恩典。
嗯？
靠恩
我们在夫妻之间，父母跟儿女之间，大家之间互相，我们大家都要先恩典后真理。当然，这是从神而来的。
So, between husband and wife, children and their parents, and between each and every one of us, we should have grace first, then truth.
俗话说，有了关系就没关系，没关系就有了关系。这个怎么翻译啊？
If you have a relationship, that you won't have a relationship. Won't have a relationship means you have a relationship.
这个 Tim 这个是蛮难翻译的啊。那么他这个意思啊，你如果认识的有权利的人，你存在的问题就不是问题。
If you recognize
which is the authority.
If you recognize someone that has authority,
你的问题就不是问题了。
Oh, then your problem is no longer a problem.
Yes. 如果你不认识这个种没有权利的人，那你的问题就是问题了。
But if you don't know a person in authority, then your problem is a real problem.
Yes, yes. 这些经文告诉我们，我们与神有亲密的关系。
Well, this passage tells us that we have an intimate relationship with God.
因为神是住在我们里面。
Because God dwells among us, in us.
我们跟神有一个亲密的关系。
So we have an intimate relationship with him.
所以说我们有了亲密的关系，我们有了关系，我们就没关系了。
So if we have an intimate relationship with him, then there's no issues, there's no problems.
Yes, no. 为什么呢？因为我们有恩典，有真理。
Because why? Because we have grace and truth in us.
因为我们有了恩典，有真理，我们就能够面对各样的难处的挑战。
Because we have grace and truth in us, we can face any type of hardship or challenge.
所以说，我们每日要亲近神。
So we need to draw near to Him daily.
这样我们就能够天天的经历神。
So then we can experience Him daily.
我们就能够天天的经历神的恩典
，and experience His grace daily.
我们就能天天的经历神的真理
，and experience His truth daily.
我们就能天天的过一个得胜的日子
，so that we can live a victorious life daily.
弟兄姐妹，我们天天有挑战的，是不是
？Dear brothers and sisters, we have challenges every day.
所以说，我们天天要亲近神。阿门吧。
That means we need to draw
这样我们才能够天天的经历恩典，天天的经历 真理。
So when we draw near to him daily, then we can experience grace and truth daily.
Amen 吧。
Amen.
那我们大家低头祷告。
Then let us pray.
在这末世时代，教会、家庭、个人都需要恩典和真理。
In these end ages, in the end of days, we all need grace and truth.
来面对各样的挑战，特别是来自我们自己的挑战。
To overcome challenges and hardships.
当我们像主耶稣满有恩典和真理。
When we are like, more like Jesus, so full of grace and truth.
能够使恩典和真理能够保持平衡。
And to have a balance between grace and truth.
能够先恩典后真理的待人。
And to treat others with grace first, then truth.
我们就容易接纳别人。
Then it's easier for us to accept them.
别人也容易接纳我们。
And it's easier for others to accept us.
就容易使更多的人接受福音。
And so that it'd be easier for others to receive and accept the gospel.
人与人之间就能够更加的融洽和和谐。
And there'll be more harmony between people.
恩典会带来更新的动力。
And grace will bring about restoration.
因为恩典是靠主而有的。
Because grace is from our Lord.
真理会带来复兴的期望。
And truth will bring about
盼望
hope.
Hope. 因为真理是靠主而立的。
Because truth is established by the Lord.
愿神的话带领我们天天经历神的恩典，经历神的真理。
May God bring us into experiencing grace and truth daily.
改变我们
to transform us,
祝福我们
bless us.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.